context of what we heard earlier about how we got that tough shell on the outside. One of the ways that we got that tough shell on the outside was by learning little phrases. Sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt me. And we usually learn that in the context when somebody's words had just cut us to the quick. Mm-hmm. And we were trying to pretend like it didn't do any damage. But it did. Because words hurt really, really bad when they're hurtful words. And actions hurt really, really bad when they're hurtful actions. When we were talking about that earlier, I was thinking about one of my little kindergartners. The other day, was just crushed. We were making a circle, and between him and the little boy that he wanted to stand by, another little boy jumped in the middle, and it just crushed him. And he cried, and he cried, and he cried, because he really wanted to stand by that guy. That was his best friend of the day or something, which at kindergarten, they do that. And there just wasn't anything to do to make it right, because the other little boy hadn't done anything wrong. He just got in the circle. There's so many little itty-bitty things that have happened to all of us that at that point in time just seemed like the sun would not come up tomorrow, and we just kind of pushed them all back into this thing. If only we could have just pushed them out. But we couldn't. The problem was we didn't have available to us some knowledge that we needed to have, and also some power that we then needed to make that knowledge really work for us. If somebody told us we were stupid, we may have said, "No, I'm not, you are." But more often than not, part of our little brain believed it, because we thought they knew what they were talking about more than we did, and so we felt kind of stupid. And kind of fat, and kind of skinny, and kind of tall, and kind of short, and kind of just kind of wrong. Because people told us that, other little kids, and sometimes we got the message from adults, there's just something wrong about us, we're too noisy. Not that I ever was. Or we were told to wipe that smile off of our face. We were just told things. And all those words got jumbled into a little heap of who we thought we were. And we just tried to tell the world it didn't hurt, but it did. And the bad thing was, is that all of that formed how we view everybody that we meet, even today. Things that happened to us when we were 4 and 5 years old still paint part of that picture. When we meet people today, we can meet someone as an adult that reminds us of our great Aunt Hilda that was kind of mean. And we don't like that person. They didn't even say a word yet, but we don't like them because they look kind of like great Aunt Hilda. She was mean.
Amen.
Well, we just had all those little thoughts collected back there in the back of our mind that we didn't know how to get rid of. The piece of knowledge that we needed that we didn't have was, you're not your thoughts. You're like a little walking piece of Velcro, and thoughts are like everything that comes and sticks on that Velcro. But you're not your thoughts. You learned every single thought that you have. You weren't born with a single one. The power that we needed to work with that is what God calls grace power. It kind of works in a couple of ways. We have our red blood cells, and we have our white blood cells in our body. The white blood cells fight infection. They kick stuff out. They make us well. The red blood cells take food and oxygen to all of our cells in our body to keep them alive. Well, grace does both of those things in our mind. Grace has this one action that will wrap around a thought like, you're stupid. Wrap around that and let us cast that out of our mind.
Amen.
And then we're a little bit healthier than we were a minute before. It also has the red blood cells, and that's the part that keeps it alive. Well, grace works through the good thoughts in our mind and makes them more powerful. The one that says, I'm loved. How about that? As opposed to, nobody likes me. Everybody hates me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Which we also learned when we were about 4 or 5 to sing that little song. But we got that thought too, that pouty thought that nobody likes me. Mm-hmm. Well, white blood cells, that one part of grace, can cast that one out.
Amen.
God can actually have a human being put their hands on us and pray for us for grace.
Yeah.
And if we have some thoughts that we just don't want to think anymore, we can cast those out.
Amen.
And then if we've got some feelings we'd like to have more of, God can have one of his ministers put their hands on us and pray for us to have things like more love, more joy, more peace, more faith, just contentment, whatever it is that we're really wanting more of, we can grow it. What that does is that big pile of stuff that we've been collecting since we were just little kids, all the stuff about nobody likes me and great Aunt Hilda, we can start to get rid of that stuff. So that when we meet somebody, we can just love them. Meet them. Meet them first time without some kind of a preconceived, ooh, I don't know, I don't like tall people. Tall people are me. Don't like them. Don't like rich people because I've been poor. Don't like them. Don't like poor people because I don't like poor people. You know, all those reasons that these thoughts have in our mind for why we should separate ourselves from other people. We can get rid of those things.
Amen.
Life can really be new.
Amen.
We can start to look at things in a whole different way.
Amen.
It's all about getting healthy spiritually.
Amen.